this is Ingo, and I'm standing here in front of a vehicle that not really belongs to the camp, but belongs somehow to the camp. The people in here are not participants. They are from the government, the official police stations. So, Franz, you are from the police station. What is your job here?
Well, I'm from a cybercrime unit from the eastern part of the country. And because this place, Enschede, is for our unit, we are the next 3 days here on the campsite to try to convince everybody not to do strange things on the internet.
So how are you being asked for this job? How is it coming to this point that you are here?
We were also at HIP 97, because that was also in a place that belongs to our territory. And of course, we knew in 97 that there should be a new event on like this is held now. So we try to follow the publications on the internet and in the press, and we watched the organization trying to set up this event, and we followed that, and that's why we are here now.
Do you expect any problems, or were there any problems in the last event at the HOI and the HIP in the former years?
There were a few incidents on the HIP 4 years ago. I won't comment on what kind of things there were wrong with that event. But we try to communicate with the public here to try to get a message to the people that hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands.
So this is a really difficult matter for you, I think. This is a hacker content here, and the people, how do they react on the presence of the police here?
Well, it has to start really tomorrow. So the next few days we will see how the public will react. But we have good reactions from the HIP 4 years ago. So I don't think it's really a problem that we are here. Most people are convinced that you don't have to do strange things on the internet, that you don't have to commit crimes to have a nice time. And so I expect from all the participants on this event that they are all eager to find new things in new technology, and they want to share their knowledge about new technology. So I hope that it will stay with sharing knowledge about new technology.
So thank you for this interview, Franz.